Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Ladies and gentlemen, I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
It's In This League.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Come again?
With Scott Bogman and Chris Welch.
Can't wait.
What does that do? Does that blow your mind?
That just happened.
What is up? What is happening? This is In This League right here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. I am Chris Welch. That is Scott Bogman.
Hello.
In the house. Hi. Hi, guys.
Hi.
Thanks for tuning in wherever it is, whether it's on the Fantasy Sports Radio app, whether it is on TuneIn, iHeartRadio, because guess what? All places that we can be heard. We got a lot to cover over the next 3 hours because that is how long they want us to speak to you. There's stuff going on in football. There's stuff going on in baseball. But basketball is hot on the presses. The draft is around the corner. We're going to go through and break down the Ringer's mock draft. We got to talk about free agency, but clearly there is one huge basketball story that we have got to cover. It's one of the biggest I've ever seen. To be honest with you, it started so small and it got so big, there's no way that we can ignore it. Clearly what we're talking about is, why does Mike Bibby look like the Hulk?
What is he doing?
Why does he look like the Incredible Hulk?
He retired and he's only been eating weights.
I mean, the joke, which I, you know, I love, but now it sucks because it's dumb. But, you know, it looks like Mike Bibby might ate Mike Bibby. Like, he looks
That's
like
the
a
John
different
Cena joke.
Being. Yeah, yeah.
Well, what did they call him?
No,
in that
it's the Mark Wahlberg
movie?
It's like, Mark Wahlberg.
I look like Mark Wahlberg ate Mark Wahlberg.
I gotta tell you something, though. Like, that picture of Mike Bibby is wildly concerning. But we briefly had this conversation, you and I, the other day. There's nothing more off-putting than a skinny guy getting, like, jacked. Like, if a fat guy gets skinny, it's kind of weird. Or if they get muscular, it's kind of weird.
Like, seeing Kevin Smith's face now that he's lost 50 pounds is weird.
Oh,
yeah, he's lost 50 pounds.
But
you know,
I don't
he
think
had
that's
his heart attack.
Bad. Like, I feel like when you're a skinny guy and you're super talented – and you become just a bro dog, you know, like a bench bro dog.
Gym rat.
You are immediately less talented. Prime example.
Less talented.
Prime example. Dave Chappelle is 80% less funny than he used to be.
Because
that's
he's
only
ripped.
Facts. It's only facts. He looks less funny. You see him and you're like, that guy's not that funny.
Isn't that because he went nuts, though? Like, you know, or whatever happened to him. Like, I don't know. I don't know that he actually went nuts. Obviously, he's come back and had some interviews and
tell
stuff.
Tell me when you look at Dave Chappelle that he looks as funny as he used to.
No, he sounds weird, too.
Yeah.
Like his
I'll
voice
bet you
got
Mike
weird.
Bibby sounds weird, too, if he started
like all he's
right
doing
now.
Is smoking cigarettes
yeah.
and lifting weights.
Yeah, Mike Bibby, he probably used to sound like Mike. He'd say, hey, everybody, it's Mike Bibby. I'm glad to be here. Now he's like, hey, what's up, guys? Who wants to lift weights?
Hey, what's going on?
Want to play some basketball?
I was Chris Hemsworth's stunt double in Thor Ragnarok.
Dude, he would whoop Thor's ass.
Did you see Gabrielle Union?
Yeah, like, with Dwayne.
I bet you wouldn't drive the lane on this guy.
Oh, no, he's so. Like, she said, I bet you wouldn't throw his shoe now.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. I mean, Gabby's, you know, he's good more than whatever season she's in.
You know Mike Bibby lives like 5 minutes away from me, right? Not even.
Still?
Yeah.
Yeah? Yeah,
yep.
Back in the day, you used to see him a lot.
I did, yep.
Yeah, so. And now he looks a little bit different.
What's up?
Hey, hey! What's up, guys? Who wants to play some basketball? I like to lift things above my head 1,200 times a day.
A guy at my bank, he used to say that he played basketball, and Bibby would be there with his kid sometimes, and he would like Bibby would be giving his kid crap when he got knocked down because he wanted to like you know whine about it or say hey that was a foul or whatever, and Bibby was like no shut up and get up stuff like that. Can you imagine if your dad looked like that and you know trying to play some basketball you want to complain about a foul? He's like get up, wuss,
get up. What's your problem? Son of a.
If you guys haven't seen this picture, you gotta find it on Twitter, Google it, whatever. Just Mike Bibby ripped, because he looks like.
Mike Bibby at this point. There's no way there's anything. Oh my God, look at him.
The top half of his body looks like LeBron.
You know what he looks like?
He looks like what LeBron looks like. He has man tees now.
He looks like every action figure you ever bought. You know what I mean? Like, even look at his arms. They don't look like they should be the way they are.
G.I. Joe.
He is G.I. Joe.
He's He-Man.
And the guy
probably has a 17-pack, just like He-Man used to have.
And who is this standing next to him? Whoever's standing next to him is wearing an old-school Grizzly shirt. Dude,
I think that's another Bibby, dude. Like the Bibby family, like they have this whole Team Dime thing where they all like hang out together all the time and stuff. It started at U of A. Well, it's like, I mean, how often do you hang out
Michael
with your
Bibby.
Cousins, dude?
Yeah, his name is Michael Bibby. Whoever, I don't know who is it. His son?
It could be his son.
Was he born from his arms?
Obviously, he's not hitting the weight room. He has to go to school.
It is his son, by the way. It is.
That Mike Bibby is hitting the weight room the entire time his son is in school.
Dude,
just
there's
like from 7 to 3, he's in the weight room.
This is wild. Ballislife.com has got a whole thing on Mike Bibby's son, but like, you can't not look at Mike Bibby. Like, this is Michael Bibby is the kid. Mike Bibby is mesmerizing to look at. And there's memes, there's the SpongeBob memes, Hulk, like everything on, by the way, everything on Michael Bibby's Twitter is about his dad right now. Because I'm going through the stream, it is nothing but Mike Bibby Jack. He's retweeting Hulk stuff. SpongeBob memes.
I like the one
memes.
That has Kevin Durant tweeting something. It just says, join his team.
No way. So. No way. Isn't he going to be in what's the Ice Cube League?
The Big Three.
I think he's a part of it, but what is he? Is he?
Well, he can be the Big Three by himself.
Dude, that guy needs nobody.
Imagine the Big Three versus Mike Bibby.
Imagine anyone trying to say anything to him. I'm going through the rosters. Is he a coach?
Dude, do they test for PEDs in the Big Three?
Clearly not. Ghost Ballers? Oh, it's a team. Mike Bibby is the captain on one of the teams. George Gervin is the coach. You have Mike Bibby, Ricky Davis, Carlos Boozer, Lee Nalen. I don't know who that is. Marcus Banks. Don't know who that is. And Mario West. Don't know who that is.
I remember West. I don't remember the rest of those.
I gotta be honest with you. I am in on the Big Three if Mike Bibby is playing.
Ricky. I mean, I just want to see him play. He looks like,
oh my God!
To be honest, I swear to God, his body type looks exactly like David Boston.
Yeah, I'm looking at
these. You guys remember David Boston? That's exactly what he looks like: gigantic upper body, chicken legs.
Dude, look at these rosters. The three-headed monsters has Reggie Evans, Rashard Lewis. Remember Muhammad Abdul Rahif?
Yeah, yeah.
Kwame Brown, the Threes Company has Baron Davis, Drew Gooden. The Ball Hogs have Josh Childress, Brian Scalabrine, Deshaun Stevenson. The Ghost Ballers, I told you, Ricky.
Dude, how old is Josh Childress? Why is he playing in the Big Three?
Dude, the Ghost Ballers, Bibby, Ricky Davis, and Carlos Boozer. Just think about that for a minute. There's a team. Oh, this team. Oh my God, dude. This team right here, the Killer Threes. Chauncey Billups,
like
Steven Jackson, and Meta World Peace with their head coach, Charles Oakley.
Oh, my God.
That's ridiculous.
How many fights in the stands?
This team. The Power has Corey Maggette, Katino Mobley. I don't think Glenn Davis is still on that team anymore. I'm pretty sure he got out. They have Quentin Richardson and Birdman. We've got, this team. Bogman. I'm so into these teams now. The Tri-State. Coached by Julius Erving, Jermaine O'Neal, Amari Stoudemire, Nate Robinson.
Jermaine O'Neal, Amari, and Nate Robinson.
I mean,
that's pretty good.
Bonzi Wells is on the
I thought Nate Robinson
too.
Was trying to play some football.
He's trying to play some Big Three. He's trying to get that $100,000 cash. When does this start up? June 22nd, 10-week season.
It's all in
Houston. I can't wait. I am so into it. Let's do a Big Three podcast.
I want to know which Big Three team Kawhi wants to be traded to.
As long as he gets a shoe deal. So Let's talk about the real thing. That's we don't need to talk about Mike.
Josh Childress is 34 now.
Is he really?
Kind of old.
We're older than him.
He looks like the RZA.
We're older than him. Oh, that's cool, though. At least, I mean, guess what? Still is talented. I'm going to look at Josh Childress, and I'm going to go, you know what? He can still play. Mike Bibby.
I put his link here. Oh, hold on.
Mike Bibby's going to look like a running back in there.
You got it. You got to look at Josh Childress. Tell me he doesn't look like the RZA.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that, Fro, I loved Josh Childress, to be honest with you. Big Josh Childress guy, especially when he signed with the Suns. He was one of those stuff and things guys with that big ass fro. But yeah, he definitely looks like he's ready to, you know, be down with the
routine. I forgot he played 2 years in Greece. Oh. I remember him getting drafted. So
that's amazing. All right, let's talk about Kawhi Leonard here. So the news kind of broke. Wojnarowski and the rest of the freaking internet just blew up about that Kawhi Leonard, though he was going to be offered the Supermax deal, which some assumed that that was going to be the thing that was going to keep him there. A lot of people were like, listen, Kawhi Leonard's not going anywhere. Listen, he's not going anywhere. He's getting the Supermax deal. That guy sat out an entire season practically to not be around the Spurs team. If anyone thinks for a minute that what he did was a real thing, like he really was injured, this, that, no. He was making up all the bull crap to be away from
that. But you don't think that could have been the betrayal, like making him look bad? Because they said there's some weird betrayal thing between him and Pop. You know, to be honest, like, I don't know what it is. I'm not really big into the drama stuff. But they said that he feels betrayed. That's why he wants his trade. And maybe it's like he really couldn't play. And the Spurs are like, well, why don't you play, you wuss?
Well,
like
maybe early. Maybe that happened early in the season.
The betrayal. That's all I'm saying.
If you remember going into last season, you know, what we talked about on the In This League Fantasy Basketball podcast was like Kawhi was hurt, but all the news indications we were getting is like, you know, maybe miss a week. The guy ended up missing forever, came back for a short period of time. During that time where he was missing all the beginning games, maybe there was something where the Spurs were like, we think he can come back. He felt betrayed. He came back a little bit. And then he wasn't being around the team. He purposely went away from the team during that period of time. And then maybe there was more betrayal towards the end where that relationship was completely broken, where they're like, he could come back. Why won't he come back? I mean, who knows? Maybe that's what it is. And it's all about that kind of late playoff run where the players were openly being like, where is Kawhi? That dude quit on his team, and he's going to get heralded by some other team as their knight in shining armor. And to be honest with you, kind of makes me sick. I am over Kawhi Leonard.
You, would you like, so let's say the Suns, and they're not going to do this because they're obsessed with Ayton, it seems like, and they're going to take him number one. But if they had said, hey, look, this is an amazing opportunity for us, we're just going to go get the proven star, and we're going to trade our number one overall pick to the Spurs and get Kawhi Leonard. Like, would you be super pissed?
I wouldn't be pissed. I mean, from a talent perspective, he's still a great talent if he knows how to play baseball or basketball still. But I'm not going to like be all like, I'm not going to go buy a jersey. No, I think he's an a-hole, to be honest with you. I think he quit on his team.
Do you think he's just a butterfly? You know what I mean?
Like, I think there's something to it. Listen, the guy feels wronged. I don't know the behind the scenes, but guess what, Kawhi? To me, you come off like an a-hole. And we all know you want your money. You didn't get your money. You don't have a shoe deal. I don't know what the inner workings of that are. But you quit on a team. You didn't come back to play. And I believe for a minute that guy couldn't have been there. So, by the way, you just said that. Alex Kennedy, who has a blue check mark, says the Phoenix Suns could be a dark horse team in the Kawhi Leonard sweepstakes. As Kevin O'Connor, NBA notes, who Kevin O'Connor with the Ringer, we're going to go through his mock draft here in just a little bit. They have the top pick and quite a few young players to offer. Making a deal without a long-term assurance for Kawhi would be extremely risky, though. Well, there's no way the Suns would do that. That's why it'll never happen, because Kawhi is not going to. That's why he's not going to go to Phoenix.
And that's another thing that's going to make it seem like he's super annoying, is that he has all the leverage here. It's not like the Spurs have a lot of leverage to make a big deal work. Like, wherever Kawhi Leonard goes, the Spurs are hamstrung by this one-year deal, knowing that whoever gets him has to give up a lot, because in the NBA, the contracts have to match up. Dude, unless you have a trade exception.
Didn't this just happen with somebody where, like, he came out, God, I mean, I don't know if it was Irving or somebody, tell me if you remember it, He's essentially his sources, his people have said he favors the Lakers. He wants to go to the Lakers, which we're going to talk about on the other side of the break with the free agency money. They got the most money. Obviously, the guy wants to go to L.A. He wants to get a shoe deal. He wants to make a lot of off-court money. He wants to be in the limelight. He probably wants to be let loose, you know, not in the pop regime, you know, which has kind of got a Belichickian-ness to it. And he wants to be let loose here, but the Lakers don't have the assets, I think, that the Spurs would covet whatsoever. They don't have a high draft pick. I can't imagine Pop would want a player like Lonzo Ball on his team. So it doesn't make any sense to me. But wasn't there a player recently that did this whole, this is where I want to go? I mean, maybe it was Lonzo Ball in the draft. He was like, I want to be a Laker. But there was no viable, like the team doesn't make sense. And, you know, you can't be the one to push for this. And you've killed all negotiating ability.
It happens all the time. You know, a guy on a one-year deal, you have no guarantee that you're going to have that guy for, you know, longer than one season. So it happens all the time in all the sports, to be honest with you. And that's why, you know, if the Lakers is where he wants to go and the Spurs can't make a deal work with the Lakers, he's just going to have to stick it out for another season. If he says, look, I'll take a trade to one of these three teams, then they'll sell to the highest bidder and, you know, reap the benefits of whatever the best deal is. But it's not like the Spurs are sitting here in the middle of a gigantic deal with one of the best players going, man, we're going to get a lot for him because he's still in his prime and he's signed to a long-term deal. But, so,
I mean, if they wanted to, they could. I mean, yeah, you're right. I mean, I look at the Lakers like maybe you can get Isaiah Thomas. The Spurs are in a situation, and Kawhi has put them there, unfortunately, and they're going to have a re-signing. That's the way that this is going to go down, so it's a messy situation. When we come back, we're going to talk about Kawhi. We're going to talk about the rest of free agency. LeBron James maybe has a little hand in this as well. Lonzo Ball's got a rap song, and we're not going to not talk about it, is what I'm trying to get at you. So don't go anywhere. It's Bogman the Welsh. We'll be right back.
Did you know that you can listen to this show live on the award-winning Fantasy Sports Radio Network? Listen on the iHeartRadio app, the TuneIn Radio app, or download the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network is the only totally free 24/7, 365 Fantasy Sports Network of its kind without a subscription. Check out YouTube Live on the Fantasy Sports Network YouTube page and participate in the programming there, where you can ask questions, discuss the topics with other fantasy enthusiasts, or tell everyone that you disagree. Call into your favorite show and ask your question. The number is 844-84-FNTSY. That's 844-843-6879. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network, your free fantasy source 24 hours a day.
It's not what you did, son, that angers me, son. It's who you did it to.
Who? Nobody?
That nobody.
ITL.
That nobody is Kawhi Leonard. The Lone Wolf. John Wick, Kawhi Leonard 3. Welcome back. It's In This League right here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Scott Bogman, Chris Welsh of InThisLeague.com, and just a plethora of podcasts that we do. Full 60 Fantasy Football. We've got the In This League Fantasy Football, Basketball, Baseball. This is probably one of the more packed weeks that we will have from a podcast standpoint. Tuesday, we'll be releasing a pre-NBA draft podcast with Jonas Nader from Roto World. We're going to be breaking down the prospects from a fantasy perspective. We're back full time with football. We just did a really good episode on Friday for 2017 to 18 changes. We got a mock draft coming up. We're still doing baseball twice a week. We are loaded with podcasts here. There's not even enough time, Bogman, for us to have even covered and talked about this Kawhi Leonard stuff. So thank God for the radio and thank God for this show. Kawhi Leonard wants out of San Antonio. It's as good as done. He's not going to play under them. If Woj says it, it's gospel, essentially, yeah. At this point, right?
Well, why would they want him? You know what I mean? Like, he bailed out on them for the playoffs last year. He's being kind of a crybaby about this. Like, nobody gets what they want if they decide to be hard-headed. So why would they want to keep him? Let him go, get some pieces back, and move on from there.
I almost got, by the way. Almost got. You know Uncle Chaps?
No.
You don't know? Okay. Uncle Chaps, I'm surprised you don't. Uncle Chaps is the one that, do you remember like 4 or 5 years ago. Ah, damn it. It was a Jaguars tweet that he got. He nailed everybody. It was, I can't remember the player. It was a defensive lineman, like Trey Alolu or something, who was signing with the Jaguars.
Tyson Alualu.
I don't know if that, I know, didn't they draft him though?
They drafted him, yeah.
It was someone else. It was a defensive lineman.
Okay.
And he did a fake tweet as, it was like Ken Rosenthal or something like that.
Calais Campbell.
And I don't remember who it was, but he did a fake tweet like he signed, and ESPN ran with it, and everyone admitted Uncle Chaps got them, and then Barstool signed Uncle Chaps, and that's where he's at now, and he does lots of podcasts. He just tweeted out, and he got him. He tweeted out, he retweeted an Adrian Wojnarowski, or did it on Friday, that I just saw it. He did a 2011 tweet from Woj where it says, the Spurs might have a deal for Kawhi Leonard with Indiana, and he retweeted that out, and
they
he
got
was
him from Indiana.
Yeah, exactly. And people were getting got, and I almost got, but then I was smart enough to.
Man, what a loser! To be honest with you, like I understand, like that's funny and everything, but you had to scroll through all that crap to get to that one. That's just, I don't know. I mean, it's just not worth the effort. I like funny pranks and jokes and stuff, but like Twitter jokes, okay.
Yeah. I mean, you got a lot of people. So Woj officially said, sources, so far, Leonard has expressed nothing directly to the Spurs about the future. Lakers and Clippers interest Leonard, and both teams would move quickly to assemble packages to acquire him. Spurs won't rush. Leonard and his camp have shown interest in the $219 million Supermax. So that was kind of like the latest one from
Like the Supermax would mean he would have to sign the deal with the Lakers and then get traded, or with the Spurs.
Well,
then get traded.
I have a hard time understanding exactly where it's coming from. Chris Hayes says, Kawhi Leonard isn't concerned about missing out on the Supermax, sources tell ESPN. There's a feeling of betrayal that at this juncture appears irreparable.
Supermax just is you sign the deal with the team that you're on currently for the full max. So it gives you the max contract, which is the NBA has a max that you can get, and you can sign it for an extra year.
Yeah.
With your home team. You can't be traded or move as a free agent to a team and then sign that Supermax deal. You can still sign a max deal, but it takes a year off of you getting $35 million or whatever it is. So
yeah, so let's take a look here. We found this article from Bleacher Report. Dan Favale? Does that sound right?
I'd say Favale.
Favale, Favale, whatever.
Favale,
jacket,
falafel.
Green jacket. He wrote this article on potential trades. So, because that's the big thing. The obvious destination is the Lakers. I don't see how they get it done with pieces. You'd almost have to have a third team involved that would want, you know, maybe if Kuzma or Ball.
You want to look
at
that one first? Because that one is super interesting with all the contracts.
Down. But so, that's what I assume, by the way. I assume that they have to do that. So, okay.
Ball, yeah. Dang, Kuzma. 2019 first, 2021 first, and to make the contracts work, it would be Kawhi and Derek White. So Lonzo Ball and Kyle Kuzma would be ripping each other in San Antonio instead of in LA.
And the Lakers don't have I believe they don't have a great pick in this year's draft. Let's see.
I think they traded one, like the high one, to the Nets.
Yeah, I've got the mock draft that we're going
to
go through.
Not to the Nets. I can't remember who it is.
I believe it's in the 20s that we're looking at. Let's see. Cleveland, Knicks, just so we get it. Suns have six. Suns have two picks, I think, before them. The Spurs have pick 18. Hawks, 19. Where the hell is it? Do they not have a pick in the first round? No, they have 25.
No, they have
25.
Well, I'll look it up.
Okay. Not a great pick. So here's my first problem. I'm going to lay this out when you see this. This one could work because as it's written in this article, he says this package is structured with the Kawhi, LeBron, Paul George pipe dream in mind. Getting Luol Deng is on like $17 million. You can take on Kawhi and then you could still have probably, I mean, I don't know, man. You probably still have $60 million, I guess, to then put towards Paul George and LeBron James.
Right.
This is the only one. Probably if any of these are going to make sense, because I'll lay this out right now. My problem with any of these trades, where you have trades where teams are trying to, quote, make it work, I don't think that's a place Kawhi is going to re-sign, because he wants to go with superstars. He wants to go to a big place, so I immediately assume it's the Clippers, the Lakers, or the Knicks. And the only one of those teams that have any viable stars or could are the Lakers. Any other trade where they're forcing, like the Suns one we talked about, no, they're not going to happen. The Suns have some cap room, but I mean, I guess if they traded a bunch of pieces that match up and they could sign one more guy, maybe. Any of these places that have no extra cap room after the fact, I just don't see Kawhi doing it unless he was going to play with two other superstars, the super team. So I'll buy this one. I'll give this a it could work, though I do believe that there would need to be a third team involved in something like this. I don't think the Spurs want Lonzo Ball. I think another team would have to take Ball and send back a different superstar.
This trade is so convoluted for you. You're making it like the Kennedy assassination. I believe there would have to be a third team involved.
Yeah, 100%. Why would they want Lonzo Ball?
Well, I don't know that they would want Lonzo Ball, but they get a high potential player in Ball. Kuzma looked really good last year, and they get two first round picks back. Like, I'm not saying that those first round picks are going to be amazing, but we know that the Spurs have been able to put together some, pretty good back end of the draft players. I mean, Jesus, they traded for Kawhi Leonard, who was off the scrap heap in Indiana. So, you know, the Spurs can do more with a package like that than I think most NBA teams can. And the reason you take guys like Ball and Kuzma is because all you really have right now is Leonard on one more year. So you have to get something back for him. That's the whole reason I think this trade's getting done, right?
I'll just hold that there's no way they want Ball back, and the third team has to be involved that takes Ball. Let's go through the other trades. The Knicks and the Spurs one that's offered here, it has the Spurs receiving Enes Kanter, Frank Ntilikina, Lance Thomas, the number 9 pick, and a 2020 first-round pick, with the Knicks receiving Kawhi Leonard and Patty Mills. This one is super interesting because Porzingis would be there, but Porzingis is probably theoretically going to miss the entire season. And, who else do they have there?
Well, I mean, they don't have much, but I think
I literally have to go look at the depth chart.
The Knicks have some cap room, I think.
No, they don't have a ton of cap room. They don't have enough to, from what I looked at on this cap thing, because we're going to talk about the free agents as well. Yeah, the Knicks are at 15 with like negative 500,000. We're looking at Spotrac.
Spotrac.
They've got cap space and a practical cap space, which the practical cap space is the one that we want to look at here. And there's
say
only
that 10 times I fast know, right? Practical sprac space.
There's only 14 teams that have a bunch of cap space at this moment, and the Los Angeles Lakers are top with $60 million. So the Knicks don't have a whole bunch.
Here's the worst thing about the Knicks situation is it doesn't look like they have a lot of expiring contracts. Let's say Moutier's a RFA, so he'll be gone. They're paying Tim Hardaway $18 million through 2020. He's not a UFA till 2021. Dotson.
I don't see how they do it, dude. Look at the talent. Though. They would have Moutier. They'd bring in Leonard with Tim Hardaway Jr., Porzingis, who's going to be out, and they'd have no center at that point.
Yeah, I mean, they could draft a center, they could sign somebody.
Well, they can't draft a center because they traded their pick away.
Well, they can. I mean, it's not impossible to trade back into the NBA draft. There's one thing we know about the NBA draft. It's you have no idea where guys are going to land until the draft is 100% completely over.
Yeah, okay, so, but an impact player. Let's go through the rest.
Well, I mean, they could sign someone off the scrap heap. You know, I mean, look, they have Lance Thomas right now. He would be involved in this deal. That's a center. You know what I mean? Well, they can get someone. And I think if, like, the reason that Kawhi would want to go to the Knicks is for the New York market. I don't think he's going there to win a ring. So he can go there and he can play a couple years while they're crappy, and then Porzingis will come back healthy. Some of these contracts will be gone, and then he can entice someone. Come on, let's come play with the Knicks. You can come with me in a big market and we can try to win a ring. You know what I mean?
Maybe.
So
I don't
buy
it
for the long term.
Yeah, no, I mean, I know what you're saying. I don't buy it one bit. I don't think
you'd
want to go
there. I don't think, like, I would love this haul for the Spurs. If they could get Cantor, I think, I think Pop could make him into a superstar. Ntilikina Aquina could be really huge there. And they get a top 10 pick this year and a 2020 first round pick. I like that deal for the Spurs.
Yeah, of course it would look pretty good for them. Let's bust through a couple of these others here. The Los Angeles Clippers one would have Patrick Beverley, Tobias Harris, Wesley Johnson, picks 12 and 13 going to the Spurs, and the Clippers would get Kawhi Leonard and Patty Mills. So under that scenario, just looking up at what that roster would look like, you'd have Teodosic. They still have stupid Austin Rivers, Gallinari, DeAndre Jordan would still be there. So that's a semi-interesting one, but I still think, like, I think that would be counter to what that guy would want. I really think Kawhi Leonard wants a spotlight, and being on the second team in LA, I don't buy that one. A couple others, and then you comment on any of them that you want.
I don't like that Clippers one at all.
I don't like the Clippers. The Cavs one, which is funny, would have George Hill, Kyle Korver, Seti Osman, Larry Nance, and the number 8 pick going for Kawhi and Patty Mills. That's a scenario which is interesting that would, you know, put Kawhi with Kevin Love and LeBron. I don't necessarily buy that one. We talked about the Lakers one, and then I think they've got two more.
Yeah, the Boston one I actually kind of like.
The Boston Celtics one has Kyrie Irving going to the Spurs with the 2019 top 1 protected first round pick, and Boston Celtics get Kawhi Leonard. I mean, I could 1,000% see that one going down.
I like that one. I think that one makes the most sense because you could also do that one because, Kyrie is expiring also. So you could do that one without having to get Kawhi to sign a long-term.
How many are the same type of play? I don't know. I buy it a lot, but I guess maybe my bias is I feel like we're looking at a player that wants a lot of attention. He wants to be in a big place. He wants a lot of attention. The number one person in that organization is the head coach, and he was already from a place like that.
I'm sorry, I got lost there. Are you talking? So you're talking about Kyrie?
No, Kawhi.
Wants, oh, okay.
Kawhi would be going to a place where the head coach is the number one person in the organization again, and it's a lot of the same players, and it's not a big city. Maybe that's not a fair comp. I would say there's zero chance at that. And then the last one is a very popular LeBron one. It's the 76ers, where Kawhi goes to the Sixers for Jared Bayless, Markel Fultz, Dario Saric, and the number 10 pick.
I like that one, too. I think that one could definitely work. I think, to be honest, that one might be the scenario where the Spurs get back the least. Because at this, it's
really,
you know, Bayless is a whatever. Saric has some potential, and I'm sure Pop would make him good. Markel Fultz has a ton of potential, but it really didn't work out.
This would be like Fultz, and assuming the number 10 pick is like Miles Bridges. It would be Miles Bridges, Fultz, and Saric, which I don't know. I feel like the Spurs, it's not a great, I mean, it's not Kawhi Leonard. Yeah, or it's not a Kyrie Irving. It's not a big superstar type of name.
Which one is the best for the Spurs, do you think?
I mean, probably the Boston one.
I like the Knicks one. Like, I don't think the Knicks one would happen, but I like the Knicks one because that's a situation where you get Cantor. I think Ntilikina can still be really good. They get the 9 pick this year. And a 2020 first. I think that's my favorite deal as far as the Spurs go. As far as Kawhi goes and where he lands, I think I like, to be honest, I like the Cavs one, but
yeah,
I think that's the least likely one to happen.
Yeah,
right?
Me too. Yeah, 100%. Me too. I mean, if LeBron was like, I want to stay in Cleveland and I want you here, then it happens. So from that standpoint, it can happen. But maybe we'll talk about on the other side of this break. I'm 1,000% LeBron is gone from Cleveland, and you are not that case. So we'll talk about that because I think he is gone. But if he was to say, I'm going to do this with Kevin Love, I'm going to stay with my guy J.R. Smith, the rest of these nobodies, I need to build someone around, and that's why I bring in Kawhi Leonard, okay. But, I mean, they're still going to have a whole bunch of nobodies just around one more good player. It would just be like you traded Kawhi for, or you traded Kyrie Irving for Kawhi Leonard, because they're trading, they would be trading all the pieces essentially they got for Kyrie.
They've already
Irving.
Done that though. You know what I mean? Like they already did that when they got Kevin Love. So, or when they traded for Kyrie Irving and then they wound up trading
Isaiah Thomas.
Isaiah Thomas for a bunch of garbage. So, you know, that, and that, this is the same situation, but at least they'd have three big guys there. And possibly you get some hanger ons to sign for a low amount of money to try to get a ring. I mean, that's what Ariza's talking about. Ariza's talking about going to sign with Golden State for below veteran, you know, for a veteran minimum deal, just so he can go get another ring. Well, he's got a ring with the Lakers too. So.
A couple things we'll talk about when we come back, which is interesting. Interesting from this whole perspective, is I want to talk about the free agents, and I'll tell you the two that I think are most likely, or we can break it down because one of those teams has some flexibility, and maybe it plays into the LeBron sweepstakes. So a little bit more basketball. We're talking about free agency. We got a Lonzo Ball diss track. We got a mock draft going down. And we still got football and baseball. It's all going down. Don't go anywhere. It's Bogman of the Welsh. It's In This League right here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Have you ever wanted to have a fantasy expert in the palm of your hand? Or better yet, in the pocket of your khakis? Well, check it out. Now you can. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Download it now to your phone. We promise no weird viruses, no strange tracking things, just 24 hours a day, 7 days a week of pure fantasy knowledge dropping all over your head. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Stop being a weirdo and streaming it online. Get it on your phone. Take it with you everywhere you go.
Wait, let me explain something to you. I am not
in this league.
You're
in this league.
I'm the dude.
Man, you are one pathetic loser.
Get it! Welcome back. It's In This League. You want a chance to win two tickets to a 2018 World Series game? Bogman?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, go to dailyroto.com/DKMS. There you're going to find a link to a free DFS baseball contest every day. The contests are sponsored by DKMS, who are looking for your help in the fight against blood cancer. For many patients, a bone marrow transplant is the best chance for survival. While 30% of patients can find a matching donor in their families, 70% nearly, which is 14,000 each year, must rely on a benevolent stranger to step up and donate. Find out how you can help and play in free DFS contests with a shot at winning two tickets to a 2018 World Series game. Go to dailyroto.com/DKMS. That's dailyroto.com/DKMS.
My blood type is Coca-Cola.
Yeah, mine is currently Miller Lite. when we're looking at the Kawhi stuff and where he would go, the two that I think are the most likely, number one is the Lakers. I think this is a huge Lakers offseason.
I think that's most likely because he wants to go to the Lakers.
Exactly. So. And they've got all the money. They do have young talent, and they can get other teams involved if need be. So there's a lot that makes sense for them. The wild card, just like LeBron's free agency potential, could be the 76ers. I mean, imagine if the Sixers, they have around $30 million. We're looking at, what do we say, is Spotrac?
Yeah.
For a salary cap tracker, they've got a practical salary cap of $30 million. So let's say they do that trade that this guy in Bleacher Report.
So many rookie deals.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and you got amazing talent, but let's say they go out and do this deal of Jared Bayless, Markelle Fultz. I wonder what Bayless's contract looks like. It's got to be some money. I feel like it's going to be like $8 million or something. But you trade Fultz, Saric, and Bayless. That's probably, I don't know, what, 15?
Eight and a half.
Okay, damn, I'm good. What are Fultz and Saric?
Fultz is 8.3, wow. Saric is 2.5.
Okay, so that's $18 million. You trade all those assets for Kawhi Leonard. You still probably have got, after you know signing him to, I don't know, $25 million or something, probably still have another $25 million. They could bring in LeBron. Imagine that team where it's Kawhi Leonard, Ben Simmons, Joel Embiid, and LeBron James.
that's insane.
I think they're a wild card team. I think the Sixers could be a wild card here.
But don't you think, I feel like they would get one or the other, right? I think they would either get Kawhi or LeBron. I don't know if they would get both of them. I'm not saying that it's out of the realm.
They also got Covington. What's Covington's contract look like?
His is 10.4.
I think they got room. I'm not saying it's going to happen. I still think it's the Lakers, because one thing you and I disagree about, I think LeBron James, dunzo. Dunzo in Cleveland. To me, it is a
guarantee. I don't know if I disagree with that.
He's a Laker. Guarantee he's a Laker.
Yeah, see, that I don't know. And it's not...
Paul George and LeBron James, Lakers.
I don't think that it's out of the realm of possibility. I think it's a definite spot that he could wind up in. And you have to consider it, because, you know, this dude wants to be the first billionaire athlete. He's probably halfway there already, especially with all of his contracts Nike stuff and all that. So,
Well, and did you also see the other interesting tweet out there from Andrew Bogut, where Andrew Bogut, he randomly tweeted, like, this is going to be there. Here, what did he say? He's like, there are going to be more super teams. Trust me, it's more super teams are coming this offseason.
Yeah. And this is the annoying thing, is I feel like the debate. Well, I'll get into that in a second. Look, the LeBron thing is, you can't rule out the fact that this dude wants to win championships, and going to the Lakers guarantees you nothing, because unless
you bring in Chris Paul and Paul George.
Yeah, if he brings Chris Paul and Paul George, then absolutely.
Well, that's what these guys do, though. That's what these guys do. They don't just like randomly go sign. They all sit and talking with each other, probably on Slack or something. And they're like, hey, you want to go? Yeah, let's go. And they all go together. That is the
okay.
Plan.
Well, let me throw this scenario to you. Chris Paul says, nope, F that. I'm staying in Houston. I love what I've done here.
See ya.
Okay. So does LeBron still wind up in with the Lakers?
Yeah,
so now it's LeBron and Paul George.
Absolutely. LeBron is not going to be tied to Chris Paul. No way.
Okay. Well, you were just talking about them building super teams. So
I think they go after Kawhi Leonard.
Does LeBron and Paul George, I mean, that puts them in the playoffs. Does that beat Golden State?
No, I don't think it beats Golden State, but LeBron and Paul George don't sit there and then sit idly by. The point is, they are going to get three superstars onto that team. That is what the plan is going to be. So that is probably part of it. If they're going to try to recruit Chris Paul, if they don't get Chris Paul, they're going to probably, part of the pitch with the Lakers is going to be about getting Kawhi Leonard. How can we make this happen? I think it's going to be a calculated effort. If LeBron James is the one to sign with the Lakers, it will be because the other chips are going to fall in place. Paul George is going no matter what. He is going to be a Laker no matter what. I think LeBron James.
I like Paul George going to the Lakers. I mean, that's been talked about for 2 years. You know what I mean? I think that is probably going to happen. I just don't think you can rule anything out for LeBron, because he wants to win rings so bad, because he wants to be known as the best player ever. He wants to be better than Jordan. And our whole society says, I mean, it's even in some stupid movie. I can't remember what movie it was with Jason Segel, but remember the one where he's arguing with the kid and he's like, six rings, Sean. He's like, that's your only argument? He's like, that's the only argument I need, Sean. You know what I mean? Like, everyone puts Jordan's worth on the six rings that he won. Like, he didn't have great players too. You know what I mean? So if LeBron wants to get to that level, he has to go somewhere where he can definitely win rings, not he can maybe win rings. And I think if you go to the Lakers and you get Paul George and you get someone else, let's say it's, you know, let's say they get Clint Capella as a restricted free agent, right?
Yeah.
That's a pretty good team.
And that's something they could go after.
That's absolutely it. That doesn't beat the Warriors. It doesn't.
I mean, I think it's arguable, but I don't think there's a situation, whether it's him staying with the Cavs or
Houston.
Well, okay, yeah, I forgot you were leading the whole time for that.
I'm saying I think Houston would have beat the Warriors if Chris Paul was healthy this season. So
if they get rid of Capella, maybe they could afford that. Chris Paul wants a max deal.
They can make it worth if they can get rid of Ryan Anderson, they can make all four worth.
I just don't think he's going to Houston. I know you want to hold.
I don't think he is either.
But that's why you hold out. That's why you say you can't put anything
no,
out.
No, no, no. I think he could go to Philly, and it's the same type of deal.
I do think Philly is an opportunity.
If he signs in the East, and we've talked about this before, I think if he signs in the East, it makes so much sense because he can get to the finals so easily.
Well, I mean, what a sell for him if he were to go to Philly and they could make that they could make that Kawhi Leonard trade pull off. I mean,
go to Boston.
That would be wild.
get rid of Kyrie and go to Boston.
I think
those rings.
I'm gonna hold strong to me, LeBron James is a Laker, Paul George is a Laker, and they're probably going to recruit really heavy on Chris Paul, who would probably love to come back to LA. You know, he tried to get traded there once, he was with the Clippers. I think that is the most likely scenario of the entire thing.
Him and LeBron are like buddy-buddy. So I could definitely see them building
maybe
something.
Kawhi goes to Houston. Stay in Texas?
Yeah, I mean, that could happen. I mean,
I don't know
how
they have.
I don't know how that could happen, to be honest
maybe
with
Clint
you.
Capella?
I don't know. I mean, you'd have to trade Capella.
Yeah.
That's what it'd be.
Would
so,
you do that if you're as a Rocket fan?
It would just give us no one inside.
Well, you finally have someone that plays defense.
Yeah, well, everyone but Harden plays defense.
Well, I mean, a star player that plays defense, I guess, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, I mean, I would like that scenario. That would give us nothing on the inside, and we'd kind of be, you know, it'd be the Harden and Kawhi show.
Then they trade for DeAndre Jordan. Doesn't he want to go to Houston?
He does want to go to Houston. So that I mean, that's a possibility. I don't think that beats the Warriors, though. So,
well, you got to be honest with you. There's no, like, I know that that's a pitch that you're using here. There's no scenario that any team is going to beat the Warriors. I get what you're saying. If they could get LeBron James in Houston with
Boston,
Chris Paul.
If Boston could get rid of Kyrie and then they have that great team that they had last season, plus Gordon Hayward coming back with LeBron. Yeah, I think that team's really good. I think if he goes to Philly, that team's really good, and walk into the finals.
That Philly team doesn't beat, unless they have Kawhi Leonard, it doesn't beat the Warriors.
I think it could. I don't think they would. I think it could.
I'll give you Boston. If I mean, there's no way he's going there. But if he were in Boston with Gordon Hayward, Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, that's formidable.
That's a good team. And I think that
Al Horford.
Know, yeah, that team is so good. Yeah. I think they could beat the Warriors. I think if he went to Houston, they could beat the Warriors. I just don't know if going to LA and putting this together, I mean, you don't even get to the finals at that point. So I think it makes sense for him to stay in the East because it's an easy walk to the finals. And if you go to Boston or you go to Philly, you get a team with more stars around you and they're younger. So they're probably going to be more fresh taking on those superstars.
Boston would have to unload money, though. That's one thing we're not considering. On this cap,
well, they
on
unload,
this cap they're negative
Kyrie.
6 months. Yeah, I mean, if they traded Kyrie out, that might probably do it. Maybe even Gordon Hayward, you might have to get out.
Yeah, I mean, so they could. And Gordon Hayward, you know, God bless him, but he didn't play any games and they were great. So,
no.
You know,
so are
and they can get something back to him. I'm not saying I all Logan, I'm saying
are
is
you
go ahead.
Are you saying that LeBron James doesn't want to play with super rapper Lonzo Ball? He doesn't want to be a big baller brand.
Oh, well, I think if he does go to LA, you know, that would probably be some type. Well, I guess he's a free agent, so I wouldn't want to play with Lonzo if I was him. So
not to turn the tables on, because I feel like we could go circles unless you have any more takes on this. We could
all
go
I'm
circles
saying,
on this.
My last thing about LeBron is you're putting him with the Lakers
100%.
Automatically.
Yeah, 100%.
I think that it's just so wide open at this point that we have no idea where he's going to go. So.
I always am the type of person, I do this with fantasy, anything could happen. So, yeah, of course, I'm going to admit anything could happen, but he's going to be a Laker. Like, there's no doubt in my mind. He's
going to
be a Laker.
If I'm picking a place, I would say he stays in Cleveland.
I think that's the number two. I think that is the number two option for sure. Of all the likely scenarios, I would be surprised if he went to Philly. I'd get it. Boston, I'd get it. Houston, I guess I'd get it. But I'd be surprised at all of those. The Lakers, number one. Cleveland staying there would be the only one I wouldn't be surprised about. Just simply because that is his home and he decides that, guess what, the limelight isn't as big as my legacy. And if you stay with the Cavs, you build your legacy. If you go to another team, I think you tarnish your legacy. But at this point, I don't know, man. The guy's, what is he, 3-6? 3-9? Whatever the hell ever he is.
He's three and six, but I do love that, you know, Curry and Clay and the Warriors just got to their third. Well, LeBron does already have three.
Yeah.
So, and he's been to nine championships.
Lost twice really as good. Many as he's won.
Yeah, but he had, now they have as many as LeBron.
Well, there's an L in LA. I just want to talk about this for a minute, and we're going to do the mock draft in the other hour. Lonzo Ball, I don't understand if this is real. Do you understand this? Lonzo Ball did a diss track to Kyle Kuzma, who Kyle Kuzma came on the flipping scene last year, blew up, and I don't know what the hell is going on. I didn't know anything about this. I mean, it seems like there's nothing but trouble with any of these Laker rookies, but check this out. Have you heard this thing? Let's listen to this.
Yeah, let's hear it.
All right, Lonzo Ball. It's called Kyle Kuzma diss track.
Be Jones.
Who are you without ZO2? Just another dude with a bunch of tattoos. You ain't got no shoe. Nike wins, cools lose. Claiming that I can't shoot, but all these words is hitting you. Boy, you talking crazy. Why you trying to play me? You ain't on my level. You ain't famous as my baby. I'm working out daily, but I ain't posting it. And I would never stop a workout just to post a pic. You let them gas you up, thinking that you can't be touched.
Bala.
From the outside.
Bala, bala.
Boy, you ain't tough. Big baller brand getting bread. Look who's just getting crumbs. We thumbing through that money. Look at y'all playing with your thumbs.
Don't. All right, I can't listen to that anymore. So
I don't. The next line is bad. Don't know who your daddy is. Well, your ass is getting sun.
Oh, let's hear it. Hold on.
Know who your daddy is. Well, your ass is getting sun. We both taking shots. The only difference you ain't
you
getting
stop
none.
There.
Usually.
Usually do this S for fun, but trust me, boy, I'm not the one. If you the bullet, I'm the gun. If you the pot, I'm cooking some. If you want smoke, you can get it. Dressing for attention. I like my white guy rendition, by the way, too, here.
Yeah, yeah. Start over from the top. Let's give us the white guy lyrics.
You want from the top? Okay.
Yeah.
Who are you without, is it ZO2 or ZO2?
ZO2.
Who are you without ZO2? Just another dude with a bunch of tattoos. You ain't got no shoes. Nike wins. Coos moves. Claiming that I can't shoot, but all these words is hitting you. Boy, you talking crazy. Why you try to play me? You ain't on my level. You ain't famous as my baby.
Right,
I'm working out daily. Is that enough?
It's
trying to beat Russell Westbrook. You just honorable mention. I killed you with a sentence. Mm. To me, you just a peasant.
Mm. Yeah. Mm. The whole thing is
stick to your day job.
Yeah, you know. There's a funny Lakers Kyle Kuzma hosts a player haters ball where he roasts Lonzo Ball.
Can't play that.
It's we can't play that. It's a Bleacher Report Sauce Awards if people want to go check it out. And he is all in Lonzo Ball's ass. I just be honest with you, I don't know if this is real. I don't know if this is
I don't think
are they having
real.
Fun?
Yeah, I think it's fun. I mean, a lot of people were taking some exception to Lonzo Ball saying you don't know who your father is.
I don't think that's something you joke about with your buddy.
I mean, maybe he just put it in there because it rhymes. I don't know.
Think so? You think he didn't purposely write that lyric and say, how do I rhyme around this awesome lyric?
I don't know. Like their relationship was so buddy-buddy during the season. I can't see this being a real serious thing. But because so many people were like, hey, is this real? The Lakers had to go to them and say, hey, guys, let's tone whatever this is down.
Yeah, I wish they could have done that with just all the big baller stuff. Let's just tone it all down.
Yeah, can you imagine if they could say that to LeVar Ball?
Hey, Lonzo, could we just tone down you? Tone down the rap? He has other rap songs. He has a rap song featuring
Jello
or whatever. The Jello guy.
I mean, I don't know what to say to that. You know, I mean, Shaq had a whole album. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, Kobe rapped. What is it with Lakers rap? Oh, I got it. Kawhi Leonard, he wants to have a rap album.
It all makes so
LeBron
much
James
sense
too.
Now.
They're going to remake the Death Row Records. You know, they're all wearing.
Why does
the
Kawhi Leonard
collar?
Seem like a mute to me? It seems like he can't speak.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not sure I can recall him ever talking. Do you remember last season where he posted that video or that video came out of him doing karate?
No.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Look it up on the break. He was like, while he wasn't playing basketball, he was like doing taekwondo and breaking
karate
boards.
Karate
chop. Yeah. Yeah. Wax on. Wax up. Kawhi Leonard needs to go to L.A.? That's ridiculous. I hope he does a rap song. He's going to rap about pop. I mean, that could be really bad. So
you all.
Yeah, a lot of other stuff. All right. Don't go anywhere. Hour 2 is coming up. We're going to talk about the Ringers, mock draft, baseball, football. We'll be back in this league.